My name is Nick Barley, and I'm director of the Edinburgh International Book Festival.
My name is Roland Gulliver, and I'm the associate director of the Edinburgh International Book Festival.
We want to talk today about an increasingly interesting facet of writing, which is about the ways in which musicians write about their work. And I suppose one of the things which triggered a large number of music events in the programme this year was a really fantastic experience we had last year with Nile Rodgers.
The now iconic Nile Rodgers events. Doing that last year was very interesting to see that there is a real interest in talking, in kind of connecting with musicians beyond just going to their live events and seeing them perform on stage. There's a real interest in talking to them to how they put together their, you know, their music, the relationship of the music to words, and that kind of, and looking at that relationship of songwriting to writing itself, to poetry and to fiction writing. And obviously, the past 20 years have been symbolized by everybody and anyone writing their memoir and their story. But I think there's some real interesting music writing out there, and a selection of that is in the program this year.
So I think there are two really interesting facets to it. One is the art and craft of writing song lyrics, and the ways in which stories are told through songs, and hearing a songwriter, or in Niall's case, also a producer, talking about those kinds of issues is fascinating. But there's also the fact that some of the songs that these people have produced form such a crucial part of our own life stories. And so last year at the Nile Rodgers events, these events were full of people for whom Le Freak, Say Chic, it was part of the fabric of their identity. You know, they remembered where they heard it, where they danced to it, who they were snogging at the time. And so the ways in which these songs have kind of been part of the construction of ourselves was really clear in the eyes of the audience. And so I think, again, this year, for example, Tim Burgess, lead singer of The Charlatans, who's being interviewed by Ian Rankin, so many people of a certain age remember The Charlatans, and you know, those songs were part of their growing up.
Well, I think it's interesting because someone like Tim Burgess ties in nicely with our 30th anniversary theme, in case, you know, his musical career spans a kind of similar time period, you know, and I personally grew up loving The Charlatans, and, you know, I have LPs of theirs and cassette tapes of theirs, and they were kind of the younger brother to the Stone Roses. The Stone Roses themselves came back and reformed, and, you know, are still iconic to so many people and still kind of form the DNA of everyone growing up in the 80s and 90s, which is the same for other people like, you know, Tracy Thorn as well, from Everything But the Girl.
Absolutely, coming from a similar era, you know, sort of mid-80s, perhaps slightly more, a different kind of demographic, but definitely another group of people who will have grown up with Everything But the Girl and Tracy Thorn songs as part of their lives.
And also from a Scottish perspective, it's really interesting that Vic Galloway, who's kind of iconic Scottish music presenter, DJ, and all-round kind of symbol of independent music in Scotland, has done a book called The Songs in the Key of Fife, which is probably the kind of cleverest book title of the year, looking at the 20 years of Fence Records. Which I think, apart from the fact I can't believe that Fence have been going for 20 years, I think it's kind of championing and celebrating the fact that in an age where we feel like music has been globalized and, you know, it's all about downloads and cheap naff number one singles, there is hope in the sense of people who believe in what they do will make music and will champion it and celebrate it and will find an audience for it.
Absolutely, yeah. And I mean, the whole thing about the Fence Collective, you know, we tend to think that music is kind of rooted in cities and in urban life, and very often I think it is. But, you know, the Fence Collective being based in the East Nook of Fife, having a kind of resolutely outsiderish approach to what they do, that's another facet of Scottish indie music that I think is really great. I can't wait to hear what Vic has to say about their story.
Yeah, and because obviously James Yorkston was here at the festival a couple of years ago with his book. I think people like James and the other Fence Collective artists is that they are real storytellers and songwriters. And I think one of the events I'm really interested in is the Daniel Rachel event, where he has interviewed 20 British songwriters about their craft and their art.
Yeah. It's really exciting that Roddy Woomble will be interviewing him. So we're going to have a famous lead singer interviewing a man who's interviewed famous lead singers. But the other aspect of this, which I just wanted to mention, is that, you know, Ian Rankin interviewing Tim Burgess, there's no coincidence that Ian wanted to do that. And if you look back at Scottish literature over the past 30 years, Ian Rankin, Ian Banks, so much of their literature has in it elements of characters who listen to music, and the music they listen to is part of how the Scottish characters are described. And so again, it comes back to the ways in which songs, not just the storytelling of songs, but songs that we listen to, shape our sense of who we are.
There is a real feeling of particularly even after Ian Banks and Ian Rankin, of younger writers like Alan Bissett and Doug Johnson, who are, you know, musicians and performers, and that whole music and writing is so enmeshed.
And I suppose that brings us to one of the things that we love about our book festival, which is Unbound, the free evening sessions. And this year there are several events which enjoy the kind of links between music and writing, and including one Fence Collective event called Songs in the Key of Five.
There'll be a special Fence Collective night hosted by Vic with some special guests coming along. But throughout the Unbound program, there'll be some really interesting combinations of music and literature. One I'm really looking forward to actually is John Lemke and Poppy Ackroyd, who are working in combination with Writer's Block to put together a very special night. John's just released his debut album, but what they're going to do, rather than having an evening where there is music and then there's stories and then there's music, they're actually going to work together to respond to each other and for the stories to reflect the music and to put together something that'll be a unique one-off event.
And then even in events like, if anybody's ever been to one of the Five Dials Unbound events we've done before, and they are supremely popular events and they're literary events, but there's always music that weaves in between the literary moments. So as you can maybe tell, we're excited about the music strand in the programme this year. We're really excited about Tim Burgess, interviewed by Ian Rankin. We're hugely excited about Tracy Thorne, about Vic Galloway talking about the Fence Collective, and about Daniel Rachel being interviewed by Roddy Woomble. And there are plenty of others in there if you look through the programme.